Speaking of a woman's conference, you are a CEO, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about that. Tell us about wearing that hat.
Worship Leaders. Sure, Worship Leaders Association. That ministry is basically just a place for worship leaders from different walks of life to come together and just to unite with one another. And just a place for networking and creating and fostering relationships. You know, worship leaders and music pastors, we're in our own little circle, you know, if you will, because, you know, sometimes we have issues with our band or our choir or church members that, you know, you can't really talk to your church about, but then sometimes we have conflicts or, you know, just difficulties in understanding our pastors and those that are over us that you can't go to your, you know, your choir members about, and you can't go to specific, you know, certain people about. You want to go to talk with people that understand what you're walking through. And then it's also just another way to, you know, exchange musical ideas and administrative ideas. There's so many different people in different levels of music ministry that are doing different things that, you know, one person that may be just starting out can help somebody that's been in there for 20 years because they've learned something new that the other person in their tradition has never done before.
LaRue Howard is our guest. Got joy?
We got joy. We got joy. We got joy. Amen. We got joy. That song, man, Kayla Parker Talbert. I don't know if you all are familiar with her, but an incredible vocalist, incredible producer, songwriter. She's gone on to be with the Lord, but she wrote that song and produced it and sang vocals on there. And it's a song that you, if you are struggling with just finding your joy, when you finish listening to that song, you're gonna know where you got it from.
Where would you like the Lord to take LaRue Howard?
That's a tough question. You know, where would I like for him to take me? Mm-hmm. I want him to take me wherever he, you know, is desiring for me to go. I was talking with at another church here in Georgia and just talking about how, you know, the Lord has given us so many different gifts and talents, and, you know, when you figure out that you've mastered the one, it's time for you to go back into that treasure chest that you have on the inside of you and find the other treasures that the Lord has for you to tap into. And I just don't believe that there's an end until it's time for you to go home to be with the Lord, but that, you know, that we don't ever just reach the place that we're done, you know. And I've seen God do some incredible things through me and through my ministry, and I've just been, my mind has been blown, and so I'm just looking forward to see what he has for the next 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years.
Great.
Yeah.
Ever get frustrated and say, Lord, this is not for me?
I think the frustration probably just comes in the process of the pruning, you know, and I say that because I've come to the understanding that everything that I go through is all a part of the process of developing the woman that he's created and destined me to be. So, there are times when I go through, you know, just life, you know, being a music pastor and then also being a wife and a mom and traveling a lot. But, you know, you get tired, you get weary, and just issues in life, you know, stuff just happens and you get frustrated where you just feel like, I cannot do this, you know, anymore. But then hindsight, looking back at it, I realize that it's part of just making me stronger, making me better, and just developing me even more.
LaRue, let's get this project in the hands of some folks so they can be blessed. Where can they pick it up?
Absolutely. You can go to any Walmart, Family Christian stores. You can get it online at iTunes.com, or you can even pick it up online at myspace.com/LaRue Ministries. That's LaRue Ministries. And I look forward to hearing from some people there in Virginia Beach. Can't wait to hear from you.
Sounds great. The project's called How Great Is God? It's not a question.
Nope. It's a declaration.
A declaration.
That's it.
LaRue Howard is our guest, and it has definitely been a blessing. LaRue, thank you very much for just joining us.
Amen. God bless you, man. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Our guest, LaRue Howard, on Star 94.1.